That's the madness. That was Randy California from his baffling, superb album, Captain Copter and the Fabulous Twirly Birds, after his alleged horse riding accident. And after he left Spirit, he did that album and toured in England. But they actually ended up going over to England as Spirit, because that's where the money was. And eventually Spirit sort of reformed around him in various lineups. That's a good one. Worth tracking down. It's got your Noel Redding playing bass on some of it. Yep. Start off with United States of America from their one and only album. You heard Where Is Yesterday? And from Phil Manzanera's 801, the Listen Now album, you heard Law and Order. Song that always seems appropriate for some reason. Don't know why. Okay, we got to 4 o'clock. I don't forget how to do radio, even if it's been a couple weeks. I haven't done a radio show since last year. It's pretty easy to forget what's going on. So let me first tell you, KJLT is brought by First Security Bank, partnering with business owners to help local communities thrive since 1919. First Security Bank, success together, ourbank.com, member FDIC, and Movie Lovers, a local independent video rental store. Now at 2 locations, in Bozeman at the University Square and in Belgrade at Panther Premier on Madison Avenue, on the web at movielovers.montana.com. This is KGLT Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K251AC Helena 98.1 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. Good enough. So we shall continue. Oh yeah, in the hard to believe category, the Flaming Groovies have a new album out, which is really good. But a couple years ago, when they were dismantling Gold Star Studios, they found a reel of Flaming Groovies material. They had gone into Gold Star in 1979, 1980 to record an album, and things fell apart badly. And one single came out of it, and then a sort of a bootleg EP with a few other tracks from cassette dubs, apparently. But now they've gone back to the multi-track and finished one song and mixed another, though the second one doesn't have vocals. And it was a limited edition on some tiny label. I think an edition of 2000 or something. So you had to send away for them fast to get it. And Flaming Groovies are just one of those bands that have sabotaged their career repeatedly. They're very good at it. And even now, with a great album out, they've been playing some hit-and-miss shows, spotty shows, but so it goes. This is great. This is fantastic. This is the classic Sire lineup with Mark Dunwoody on keyboards at it.
Oh, yourself in two. You wish too much, and your wishes will come true.
Ah, a bunch of power pop-ish favorites there, if you care to use the term. Started off with the Flaming Groovies, Long Way to Be Happy. The Dogs from their second album, title track, Walking Shadow. Big, highly influenced by the Flaming Groovies, French band. Love and Spoonful, a big influence on the Flaming Groovies. They were, the name comes right from Flaming Groovies comes right from Love and Spoonful. You heard their hit, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice. Hoodoo Gurus from their debut album, Dig It Up. And we had Betty Sevier, doing Kids All Right. And finishing up there with the DBs from Sound of Music, you heard You Think Too Hard. 24 after, almost halfway through the show, the saddest part of the show, because then you realize it's a race to the end. And you think 3 hours would be a long time. That's 40-some songs usually. But nope. It's just not long enough. So a quick stop here to tell you the 4 o'clock hour is unwritten by our good friends, Straightway Motors and American Auto Repair. Foreign American Auto Repair located at the corner of Mendenhall and Tracy in Bozeman, or phone 585-7112. And the Holiday Inn of Bozeman, located at North 7th, featuring Happy Hour in the Dry Fly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with complimentary hors d'oeuvres. Phone 587-4561.
Through January, the Museum of the Rockies presents Memory on Glass, the photographs of D.F. Berry. In the late 1800s, David F. Berry photographed a veritable list of the people who were important players in a radically changing Dakota Territory, including Chief Joseph, Sitting Bull, and George Custer. Berry also recorded significant landmarks, forts, battlefields, and the Standing Rock Reservation. Through Berry's lens, the exhibit examines the controversial relationship between Native Americans and the U.S. government. Memory on Glass, D.F. Berry on Standing Rock, 1878 to 1891. September through January at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yeah, I think we're going to go see that this weekend. Always nice to see that historical stuff. And the photography they're doing was a large format, so it's usually pretty interesting, high quality. Continuing on, I'll tell you about this afterwards, but I'm just going to start. This is Albert King's first album.
No, nobody loved me. don't want nobody else around.
Boy. Oh. gonna feature Jimmy here.
Got a thing now called Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. Can you judge a man by the way we're suspect? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? A wise man by the way speaks so spells. This is more important than the stories that he tells. What a man, a fool, the whole world need doesn't strive. Misty, you're a better man than I. Misty, you're a better man than I. Misty, you're a better man than I. You're a better man
Thank you.
putting on me. Deep in darkness, I think you want more lonely. Where is she? Tell me where. And if she said to you, she don't love me. I'll give her my message. Tell her of my plea. I know. But if she had me back again, I would never make a plan. But a heart full of soul.
Master and some students. Finishing up with Bo Diddley from his 16 all-time greatest hits album. That's where I originally got it. You heard Hush Your Mouth. That's a good one too. Man, rocking track on that. Start off with Albert King from his debut album, which I think was 1960, right around there. It's called Traveling to California. You heard the title track. And Ike Turner has had something to do with that record. I don't know if he's on that track. I think he's on another one. But a pretty good one. You know, Albert King hit his stride when he went to Stax, because then he had a great stable of songwriters, and Booker D and the MGs backing him up. and they put him out on the rock circuit, and he did very well. Jimi Hendrix with Curtis Knight. Now, you know, those, if you're a Hendrix collector, you know those sort of dubious Hendrix things around. And that live material with Jimi Hendrix and Curtis Knight's shown up in a lot of different packages. There's quite a bit of it. some of it was monkeyed with, some of it just raw tapes. Well, the Hendrix people got a hold of the tapes and a settlement and did the best they could. It was just done on a home recorder. But Jimi Hendrix playing with Curtis Knight two nights right at the end of 65 and January 66. You heard him doing I'm a Man. And it's pretty good. Hendrix was playing good on that. It was only about 6 months later that Chas Chandler discovered him and took him to England. So he was as good as you're going to get. And there's about six or seven songs on there that were later associated with Hendrix, including Driving South, Come On, and some other blues things. And there's a version of that Albert King song, Traveling to California, which Hendrix sort of rewrote as Red House. It's a curious album. Double disc. It's not all the material that was recorded. I have some other older releases of it that add some more songs to it. But Hendrix is featured on probably 75 or 80%. Sings a little bit. Obviously, was hitting his stride then. He knew he wasn't going to be playing with that band too long. Where are the Yardbirds from the 1968 live album, A Medley of You're a Better Man Than I and Heart Full of Soul. Jimmy Page ripping it up there, and then finishing with Bo Diddley. It's 4:46. Okay, I guess I got a boogie here. I'll tell you, the 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Select Amber and other seasonal offerings, using Montana-grown and malted barley online at montanabrewing.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So I'll just push on then.